Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Terry Jones. Not for long, though. He's going to become an old friend of ours. He's the founder of Travelocity.com, also the founder and the chairman of Kayak.com, a couple of groundbreaking, disrupting companies. Terry, thanks again for being here. Also, the book he's written, his new book is called Disruption Off, The Technological Disruption Coming for Your Company and What to Do About It. All right, Terry, you're on. What do we, you know, when I started this show in 98, I said there are three things you're going to have to get good at in the 21st century. We're going to have to get better at, we're going to become professional networkers. We're going to have to get better at building strategic alliances. And we're going to have to get better at technology. Now, today, that sounds like a duh, right? But in 1997, that wasn't such a duh. And all those things have come true. And this is what your book's about. Now, you'd think that Main Street would already have this squared away, but we don't, do we?
No, and technology, of course, is moving so fast. Your readers, your listeners might be surprised to know that 90% of hearing aids are now 3D printed. And wow. That happened in 4 years.
Wow.
So that's disruption. Telemedicine has gone off the chart. One major hospital did 2,000 telemedicine visits last year. Now they're doing 5,000 a month. That's going to upend that business. The business you and I are in is public speakers. I've gone totally digital in 2 months,
right?
Because there aren't any meetings anymore. E-commerce is up 50% during COVID. Instacart hired 300,000 people to deliver goods. So if you were sort of in the back seat on e-commerce, you got left behind. You've got to put pedal to the metal because in large corporations, they're all accelerating digital transformation during COVID. Whether it's robotics that are milking cows or drones that are delivering groceries or the Internet of Things, which is digitizing your pill bottle, technology is changing every kind of business with great alacrity. And, that's what the book is about. It talks about those technologies, but then it says, what do you do about it? Well, we talked about one already. You have to take more risks, right? You have to make faster decisions. You have to run the marathon and the sprint. The marathon is doing what you did. And the sprint is, what are these new things I have to try? Because it's an agile world.
This is what worries me about Main Street, Terry. What I'm worried about Main Street is that we have something I call our special sauce, which is Nesbitt's high touch. We have that. Humans are always going to want that. We got that in spades. Big companies don't have that. But what big companies have is the ability and the money to always be shifting. They can have six parallel teams working on the next generation and launch each six of them every other month and just keep rotating that. Small businesses don't have that ability. We learn something. We want to be able to hang on to it for a while. And your book points out that that's really not an option for us anymore. How do small business owners shift? How do we make the shift so quickly? How do we get out of our own way two or three different times a year? How do we do that?
Every startup moves faster than a big company. Big companies generally don't move that fast. Small companies can move faster. So you have speed and you have that relationship. And you got to realize that, hey, sometimes I want to order something and pick it up at your store, but other times I want to come in and wander around and I need, that great guy at the hardware store that I've always known.
Right.
But what you have to do is experiment. Let's try new things. Let's do a little experiment. I'll tell you what, there's an insurance company here in my small town, and the owner said to me, I knew this 5 years ago, I had to do YouTube, I had to do social media, but I didn't know what to do. So he hired his kids, and they do it. You don't have to know how to do it. You just have to know that you must do it.
Thank you.
And then figure out who you're going to get to help you to get it done. Your kids are much more technologically savvy than you do. They fix your computers. You don't, right? So think about that, and then go to trade shows now. You can't, but you can do them virtually. And look at what other people are doing. What are the new business models? Like subscriptions. Who thought, you know, that we'd spend $1 billion at Gillette to buy a subscription razor company, that we're subscribing to razors, we're subscribing to dog food. Mm-hmm. You know, a huge business over and over again.
One of the things that I'd like for you to speak to, and this is really important, sometimes small business owners get the idea that it's either or. It's either high tech or low tech, the old way or the new way, and it's not anymore. It's both and. You were talking about wanting the guy in the hardware to help you, but before the people will go to the hardware, they're probably going to go to the hardware's website just to check it out. What do you think?
Absolutely they are. And it's like small businesses who don't want reviews. They say, well, I might get a bad one. I say, well, you sucked before. You just didn't know about it. Come on. Reviews are a way to get better. You have to have – nobody goes anywhere without looking online first. You have to have a good online presence. And it is a mix. Of all things, my daughter is a travel agent. I spent my whole career trying to put them out of business, and she are one, right? But, hey, where does she get her customers? From social media. She doesn't have an office. She deals with everybody electronically.
Yep.
You know, she's focused on high end so she can make a little more money. She changed. Half the travel agents in the U.S. went out of business. But the other half are still here. They changed. Don't be the half that goes out of business.
There you go.
Think about how you can change.
I need your website, Terry.
It's tbjones.com.
All right.
T as in Tom, B as in board. tbjones.com. Lots of videos there. The book, Disruption Off, is available on Amazon, and it's an audio book as well. It's a very short read, 72 three-page chapters. You can snackable, which is what media has to do today.
Like it. You're going to like it too, folks. So check it out, tbjones.com. Terry Jones and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.